Hi, this is Legend Gilchrist, and this is The Legendary Life. Today I want to talk about reading the fine print. You know, I've gotten screwed over by not reading the fine print on things. And then you have to go back and fix it. But I'm wondering to what extent there's fine print in just life in general that we just miss. I'm thinking in particular with the recent breakup of my girlfriend, Gina, whom I love. And she broke up with me. She said she was disappointed in me. And she said some other things that were probably true. They probably were true. But now I'm thinking, you know, I was disappointed in her for saying such things to me, but now I'm wondering, to what extent did I miss the fine print in our relationship? You know, what I should have done is say, listen, I'm so sorry I disappointed you. Please, is there something that we can do to make this right? Did I miss something? Tell me what I missed, because I honestly want to know. And if I was to say it in this parlance, if you will, this way of saying things, what fine print did I miss in our relationship that I botched up? See, because obviously I missed the fine print, and I hurt her in some way. And luckily she took me back, and I'm so happy. I can't tell you, I'm elated, so happy that she took me back. But I told her I would strive to be a better man, and she told me that she would strive to love me for who I am, not for whom she thinks I am, that's a good sign of progress. And that lesson in itself, as a side note, is I need to love her for who she is and not who I think she is. And maybe that's the point of the small print. And let's just have a side topic on the topic of love and relationships. That we can't love the person we think the other person is, because they'll never get it right, because that person only exists in our head. But instead, we need to love the person who really is. And maybe that's the whole point of small print. That maybe this whole topic of small print was off. That in reality, the thing I really wanted to talk about is that we need to love the other person for who they are, and not who we think they are. Because who they really are, that's the small print. But, you know what, when you think about it, it's not really small print, it's a giant print. But we choose to ignore that sometimes, because the giant print in our heads is what we think the other person is. And the giant text becomes small print. And that's such a weird way of saying. So, don't ignore the small print, my friends, whether it be in a business document or in life. And like I'm want to say is, oh, by the way, there's no small print. It's all large print. We just choose to ignore things the way they are. Or we choose not to see the large print and make it small print. And then become offended when the other person doesn't match our point of view or match the way we think they should be. We need to be open to reading that small print. And how do we do that? Well, we ask questions. I don't understand. Oh, please help me to understand. I think is a better way to say that. Please help me to understand, because I really want to understand better. I want to understand the fault. It's small print in your life. And I want to understand that it's not small print, it's actually big print, but I'm somehow not seeing it right. So don't ignore the small print in life, my friends, as I did. And almost lost a wonderful relationship with a beautiful woman. Or, as a side note, don't ignore the small print in business documents so you get in trouble like I did. And then you gotta fix it. And that's what I had to do with the relationship. I gotta fix it. I'm still working on it. It's not all small print, it's all large print. But in any case, don't ignore it. This is Legend Gilchrist with The Legendary Life. Fly low and avoid the radar. Peace, people.